Blog Talk Radio.
Because I was trying to read the description, and I thought I was muting myself by accident, then I was unmuting. Basically, I wanted to read you the description of what we got on tap for this week.
What are you putting in?
Show number 280.
I think you should stop for the show number. I don't It just makes me feel like it's been too much.
The NCAA tourney will dominate the chatter as Nova pushes for the Final Four. And we recap our experience at the regional semifinals in Philly on Friday night. Plus Warriors watch. And NFL draft looming too. Join the fun.
You wrote this. When do you write this?
Yesterday. Why?
I don't know.
Now, no callers right now. So what do you want? What would you like to start?
I think you should start by talking about what you're thinking about the NCAA tournament. Nothing about the game, because I know everyone knows how the games go.
All right, here we go. First, how about I say a point, then you say a point, then I'll say. First thing is, they don't sell alcohol at these collegiate events, okay? So, if you're used to alcohol at pro sporting events,
don't
which I
be.
Am, even though I don't buy much beer at
well,
the events
they,
because of the
I would say do, because they do sell at, like, the Temple game, but none of
they
it.
They sell it at the bar, I wonder. I thought the Temple game had it.
Yeah.
Do they sell them at the bars last
night? At individual games they do, but not at NCAA tournament. So if you just go to any show random game, you can get beer like any other place, but not the NCAA tournament. So that's just one of the weird things about it.
Okay. Now what do you got a point?
The point is that it's really. You would think it'd be really loud, but it's not because it's divided, so no one fan base gets, like, loud. And they get loud, but not as loud as you might think, because there's so much competition in one arena. Right?
What was the latter part of that? The latter part real quick.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I missed the latter part.
I said it doesn't get maybe as loud as you think it might be.
Because
it's so divided.
Absolutely. First of all, like the first game, the Indiana and North Carolina fans are literally sitting on their butts. Like, they're just not even making any noise. The Philadelphia fans pretty much are all on the second level.
Not making any noise.
They
really
don't make much noise either. They're just kind of sitting there and they're like, eh. So then all you have is, like, the sections segregated for your own school. So you got Wisconsin fans being hugely loud, Notre Dame fans being hugely loud. But it's not 20,000 fans going nuts.
No,
it's like
how much fans? How many?
It's like
5,000.
At most. Maybe not even, but could be 5,000 because they could be sprinkled in around.
So that's the most you'll probably get it. It's 5,000 at a time
less than that,
getting into it.
If you had 20,000 people in the four sections, they're not in the four, you get 5,000 each, but there's not because there's a ton of just bipartisan affiliates.
So that's like
3,500.
Yeah,
2,500 to 3,500. Yeah.
People.
Making all the noise. We'll continue this after we go to Grand.
Yes, we got the. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Yes,
good
you
morning.
Are.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing good.
All right, so the question of the day, can Villanova beat Kansas?
I would say if Villanova will probably, with the exception of like North Carolina, I think Villanova, of all the remaining teams, will pose the best challenge. I don't know if they could beat them, but that's what I'm going to say. I know I'm kind of hedging and not really taking a position one way or the other, but I think it's just
and
so
it's,
tough to say. Because he's
yeah,
really
don't know.
They're
bigger, strong.
Yeah, Ellis
I mean,
is so strong.
They've blown out everybody, and they've beaten some good teams, Villanova, but I think their defense is that strong, and they have so many good shooters. Even if one shooter goes down, they have three other guys that can shoot the ball.
Yes, and I think another part of that is, too, if they get down, say, 10 or down by 12, they can easily make that up if they just get a couple shots. Because, you know, it's never going to be a problem for them to score. So I think that is the one asset they have because it's very possible that they could go get into a semi-big hole, and they can climb out of them very well.
Yeah, good answer. Also, will the Sixers win the 10th game at some point before the year's over?
I think tonight would have been one of those chances to Portland at 10 o'clock. They play the Warriors tomorrow, maybe. They played the Nets a few more times. It's going to be so hard, but I think they will, but it's probably going to maybe have to be helped by a bad call or someone getting hurt or something. So I don't think they could win a game that they just outright win.
They're shorthanded. And the other night they almost won. They were beaten by a freak play at the end. He almost got the ball stolen. So anyway, but the only thing I'm concerned about with Villanova, if they beat Kansas, they could have a letdown after that. But I'm looking forward to the win.
Yes.
I think they're going to beat them.
Because if they beat Kansas, they're probably going to play. I know it's the Final Four, but I would think they would play a lesser opponent in terms of talent. They Syracuse or Virginia, who they've already played. That's another big thing. If they beat Kansas, they've already played Virginia. So I don't know if that gives them any sort of edge, but if it does.
And remember the other night I mentioned early in the game that they beat Miami, and they did. They just controlled them from the beginning. I felt they could handle them, and they did. And Miami's a good shooting team, you know.
They are. If they get hot, it's dangerous. But it just never happened for them. It's really nothing they did. Villanova just played so well.
Yeah, that defense of theirs is really stifling. And then I never saw anybody break the press. The full court press better than they did. They were phenomenal, you know?
Yeah, they do it so easily, and they get a lot. They've done it. They get a lot of work with it. It's going to be a fun game tonight. I'm going to be loving it. I'll be into it one way or the other. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, say it, bye.
All right, let's go to the next point here. Is it my turn?
I don't know.
All right, now, I wanted to say the bands, I thought it was awesome how they each won four corners of the arena with their cheerleaders sitting in front of them. They got two rows of 20 people long, all four schools represented, Indiana, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Notre Dame. alternate every timeout.
Yes.
And the timeouts aren't filled with all a bunch of nonsense.
No dropping.
No games.
No half
no antics. Talking. Literally just shooting bands.
They'll do some military stuff maybe.
One time.
And they'll do a dance cam, but that's
one
it.
One time. One dance cam, one military. That's it. Other than that, every single timeout, and the timeouts are giant. All you're doing is listening to student bands, watching the cheerleaders in the middle, and they alternate timeouts. Notre Dame, this one. Wisconsin, this one. Notre Dame, this one. Wisconsin, this one. Thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
It's so tolerant. It's so tolerable and easy to sit through a game.
Yeah.
Getting yelled at with all the whistles and bells and whistles.
And that's the speed of the game. I'll make that point in a minute after we go to another not-so-speedy person. Pog it up.
Yeah, man. Big day for the Nova Nation here, huh? Big day.
Yes! The day of reckoning is not the day of reckoning, but the big day has come. Can we beat the Titans?
Well, I'll tell you what. If Villanova plays like they did in the last two games, they're going to beat Kansas. So that game the other night was impressive. And Miami looked pretty good most of the year. They won their first two games, and Nova just obliterated them.
They did. They got up to number seven in the country. They could really hurt you inside and out and just plop obliteration.
And, I mean, it was one of those games where the only thing that kept Miami in the game early was they couldn't miss. I mean, they kept hitting all these threes, and I was sitting there, I was at bowling watching the game, and, you know, Nova, I guess, went up early, and Miami clawed almost back to even. They're hitting all these threes, and I was talking to people watching the game. I was like, Villanova's still going to crush them, because the only way they're scoring right now is just they're hitting every single three they're taking, and
they're not going to be able to keep that up, and you just know with Villanova's defense, they're going to clamp down, and you're going to have to score to win. You can't just count on bombs, and Miami didn't do that.
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm really not a Villanova fan for the most part. However, I am lending my support to Nova Nation today. I do hope they win. It would be good for the city, especially now. But we do have a nice Flyers playoff social game.
It and the Flyers will be a nice 1-2 punch to go together. Two big games. If they get to the championship, that'll be right at the end of the Flyers season. So I think they will work out quite well, actually.
I agree, and I hope it's a good night for the city of Philadelphia there. Okay, although I was listening to you discussing the Sixers potentially winning another game. Is that what you were saying? And you were listing ways they could do it? You left out a few ways they could win. You left out forfeit, bus derailment, late plane, flu virus that takes down the entire other team. So you left out a couple options there. I just wanted to point
that
out.
Yeah, I could have said severe weather, any of that.
Where the Sixers somehow make it to the arena and the other team
they
doesn't.
They did have some blizzard in Denver, and they almost won that. So maybe we should just use snow machines all the time and see if they could win a game.
I feel like that was their last best shot to win, too.
I think the winning has ceased for the year, if I say so myself.
Yeah, they may tie the record, and they would have rightly earned it. So,
they certainly did, and they'll live on forever as one of the worst teams that ever was. And it's
making us proud.
One of the
Philadelphia.
Yes,
making us proud.
Philadelphia, look at us flexing our muscles. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Good luck tonight, Nova.
All right, it's gonna be fun.
Let's go to another point. Give me another point about the experience last night.
I don't know.
Same about the speed?
Yeah, just because I can see the game is so fast, and you know when the timeouts are going to be.
And the teams don't call that many timeouts.
No, you can only have four. And
four each half?
No, for the game.
Are you serious?
And, well.
Four timeouts?
Yeah.
No wonder it feels like they're never calling timeout. It's all dictated by the media timeouts.
Yeah. So that call, when they do call timeout, it's all at the right time. So the media timeouts are spaced out well enough and often enough where I don't think you need that many timeouts.
And how long do you think the timeouts are on that? It seemed like
three
5 minutes.
I don't know.
I guess maybe three.
3.5 minutes. Can we look that up?
Before we go to Calper here. Hello, Calper. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought you pointed the roof. Yeah, last
week just for
just a second. Hello, sir. Are you there? Hey,
I'm here. How's it going?
Good.
So real quick, so little pumpkin ball here. Real quick, I gotta get going, but I see Chubbles. He's bitching about complaining about your idiots out there in Portuguese country, complaining, whining, spreading, you know, fear out there. But who really cares about Chubbles? But I'm not a big pumpkin ball guy, but I actually won the pot for $250 because I got lucky. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't want to hear about these people out there complaining about where they're seated in pumpkin ball. It doesn't matter. It's where you finish at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree, Cowper.
All right. I enjoy you. Well, you be good. I got to get going. You got an epic show. We'll yak at you later. Ciao.
All right. Yes.
Was he just checking in?
That's it.
All right. These are rules. This isn't –
Just read it, please.
No, that one's just talking about what would happen if they missed one.
What would?
See, these young men are ruining college basketball. Give me a break. I mean, what do you want? You don't ever want to watch a commercial? Let me see.
I just heard my voice on Cowper's thing, so I did not much enjoy that, if you know.
Why did you hear it? Is he, like, listening to it?
Yes.
Broadcasting?
No, he's just out.
All right. Let's go to the Warriors watch real quick before you run out of time. They're at 64% chance now, 73. So, in the course of last week, it's climbed from, I think it was like 42% last show, and then it was 43, and then it's climbed throughout the week to 64 now because they did nothing but win. Some interesting points. They have 10 games remaining, okay? 7 of the 10 are home.
Yes.
Which, of course, are undefeated. Which, if they go undefeated at home for an entire season, I just can't even imagine. That's incredible. Are the Spurs?
Yeah, the Spurs are still undefeated at home.
The whole season?
Right.
Well, then we have ourselves a trade back on game 81, April 10th.
Yeah, it's not going to lose.
But I actually think that might be – well, that's interesting. That could be a loss that the Warriors can just straight up give away. Or the Spurs could concede it.
There's no concession.
If the Spurs have absolutely nothing to play for except for the home win streak,
they're already resting them yesterday we did.
It's also interesting that they play this one of the best teams in the history of the NBA, the Spurs, 2 more times in the remaining 10 games.
Are you trying to take a shot in the NBA schedule, Mike?
No, I just think it's amazing. Like, how dramatic can you get? Like,
are both of them on national television?
It doesn't have the broadcast.
Oh, come on.
It doesn't. I'm looking at the Warriors watch right because they also, I mean, I could go to their schedule, but they have some easy. The Portland game, they're better, though, right? They're not bad.
When's that?
That's game 77. It's like 5 games away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games away. It's just funny. They got
Portland is.
The Wizards at home.
I think that could be a slip up.
No way. No.
It's John Wall. If he goes off, it could be.
He could go off to win. I don't know. Let's see the Bulls. The Bulls lost the second or the last game. Or else they could have had 9 losses. They lost at Indiana by 1 point on their second or last game.
What was it?
100-99 versus the Pacers. They also lost another 1 pointer against Charlotte on their, like, 8 the last game.
So they could have been like 74-8.
Yeah, they were absolutely. Yeah, it could have been 8 easily. They slipped up twice there at the very end. Let's see if we got anyone in the queue. No.
Traveling. Hornets ball. Does it say anything about media time at length?
No. I'm having trouble finding that.
No, I want that.
I would like to know it, I know, but...
Why would NBA.com?
I'm trying to get... I thought you wanted to see if anyone was on TV.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. What days are they on? I could tell you. What days are they on? Did they say that? And then I could tell you if they're on TV.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I know what day.
I said just dates. Or...
What days?
I should go to the... This is brutal. All right, schedule. You're saying Black Sails, which is the finale tonight, which I don't know if we're going to watch because we know. All right, don't even tell me I have to go to the home.
Yeah, just keep going.
Are you kidding me with this? Usually they reverse it, so you don't have to do this. All right, here we go. Oh, no, this isn't.
You passed it. Much.
Oh, wait. Sixers, well, obviously we'll get to watch.
No.
Bay Area, and ESPN for the Celtics. King. NBA TV.
The ratings are.
Portland Trailblazers.
The ratings are way up here for the Bay Area.
TNT, Timberwolves, TNT Spurs, Memphis. They don't have it on. They might be changing things though. Then NBA TV Spurs, and then the last game, which could be the record setter, is not going to be on TV, it says. We'll see about that. I mean, is NBA TV not just going to...
Well, it's NBA, it's Wednesday, so they could put it on ESPN.
What about it? Isn't the NBA Network, like, can't they air something whenever they want? I mean, it's their league.
I'm sure that they're looking, thinking. That's one of the criticisms of it, that they don't air, like, games 7 nights a week or 5 nights a week and only, like, 3 or 4 nights
a week. Why is it? Is that so they don't feed up the other networks?
Yeah,
there's
exclusivity agreements, like, on Thursday. Yeah, on Friday, I don't... Friday there is Thursday. All right, we've done all the damage we could do here. Bye.
Well, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow, by the way?
What?
He rolls? It's got to be a roll.
I think it'll be close.
Do you?
Come on.
I'm willing to give, like...
Notre Dame gave up 23 in the first half.
The guy next to me said that Notre Dame beat them earlier this year. Cannot believe that.
They did. It happened.
I really can't believe that, but... You know... It says someone from UNC passed Jordan last night.
Yeah, Paige.
Who's Paige?
Five.
Number five? Why am I not remembering this guy? Is he bigger?
No, he's a guard.
He's a guard? Little guy?
No. Yeah, little guy.
Point guard?
Little senior guard.
Senior guard. I mean, luckily, they're advancing in the playoffs, so he can pass Michael Jordan. You could say he scored more than Jordan. And North Carolina. Did he play in the NBA? No.
He might get a shot.
Senior, I'd say no way. He could have a shot, but...
I think Bryce had a shot. He's a senior, though.
So, you know how many NBA guys... you know how many seniors are on that Nova team?
Henry Lowe, Pat Farrell. Two big ones,
and then...
Walk-ons.
Which means basically not getting a scholarship, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to find some new walk-ons to latch on to next year.
Is the team going to be significantly... No, it's not.
No, because I'll start Reynolds and Britt.
Yeah, Reynolds could take the place easily.
Bridges and Brunson. It'll be Brunson, Booth, Reynolds, Jenkins, and Hart.
So far.
That's who it will be.
Jenkins, there's your scoring.
That. The lineup will probably be Brunson, Hart, Jenkins, Booth, and
Reynolds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No, it's not at all.
Not at all. And they've had tons of experience. Not like those guys haven't gotten to play.
And Booth is only still a sophomore, so he'll be around for a bit.
And we're going to go down with the Henrys tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll stick around until they cut down the nets, right?
Right. 8:49, so get ready.
What?
Game.
The game?
Yeah.
That, our home game?
8:49.
I thought it was 6-something.
No, 8:49.
Come on, I'll start with
8:49 is the time.
8:49?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It'll only be 11. I can stay up till 11.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll only be 11, man.
Why 8:49? Why do they have to wait all Easter day to do that?
Because it's Easter. There you go. Some respect for Easter that you so want.
No, that's horrible. I want an afternoon game at 2 o'clock.
8:49. Let's go.
6 o'clock, not 8:49. Are you sure?
8:49. That's it.
Before we go off.
It's 10:28.
It's still on record, right? Come on now, let's just
get it. No, NC, go to Google North Carolina basketball, it will tell you. NCAA. We're still sticking around till they cut down. I go to 11 every single night anyway, who cares?
I don't want to be there that night. I have work to do here, like home. Now I have to do it during the day. I don't want to do that.
Well,
come on, scroll down.
Here we go.
Sorry for the delay here, people. Here we go, the reveal. East region. Oh! Gosh! Why can't we have the 6:09 game? Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah! Late night Wells Fargo. Lost your A on the deck. Well, who cares? I'm up to 11 every night anyway. I was last night. I was up to like 1 a.m. You were asleep, but I was still awake.